WCBS News Time, 11:11. This portion of the news sponsored by IT Computer Support of New York. Well, we've been telling you all about this. The New York AG's office is launching a new investigation into the role that banks played in the mortgage crisis that fueled the recession. The New York Times broke the story, and business reporter Gretchen Morgenson joins us live. Thanks so much for being here, Gretchen.
Anytime, Pat.
So what is at the center of this investigation?
Well, this is an investigation that is looking very closely at some of the practices that were at the end of the line. You know, when mortgages were made by lenders to homeowners, they were then packaged, pooled, and sold to investors. These were these so-called mortgage securities that were really at the center of the crisis and certainly at the center of the losses that many investors have absorbed in this mess. So what the Attorney General appears to be looking at is the practices involved with those pooling activities, with putting the loans into securities that were then sold to investors.
Which banks are involved?
At the moment, the banks that were mentioned are Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, three of the very large players involved in the securitization, as it was known, process of putting together these kinds of instruments.
Is this an unusual move, this investigation?
Well, I'll tell you, Pat, it's interesting because it obviously isn't the first time we've heard of someone looking into this, but I'll tell you, it is, I think, a little bit of a response, perhaps, to the fact that we haven't had a lot of prosecutions to emerge out of this crisis. I mean, when you compare it to the SNL crisis of the late 80s, early 90s, where you had many, many people going to jail, I think that there are a lot of people questioning why that has not taken place this time around, when it was so much larger and had so much more of a negative impact on people.
That's certainly true, and some people are saying, why has it taken so long?
Exactly. But I think that, you know, part of the time it takes a long time to sort through these things. Some of these are very complex issues. But I do believe that this is a slightly more a detailed investigation, i.e. it's looking at a different type or different set of processes than some of the others that have taken place before.
I know I'm asking you to go out on a limb here a little bit, but do you think heads will roll and people will do jail time at the end of this?
Very hard to say. Obviously, proving criminal intent is the most difficult thing to do, which is why, you know, you haven't seen a lot of that kind of thing here. But I do think that it is a fact-finding mission, and if there are facts that call into question this kind of these kinds of actions, then, you know, I think you could have some impact, some outcomes that will not be happy for some of the participants. It's very hard to predict, though.
Well, thank you very much for going on live with us. We so appreciate it.
Anytime, Pat.
All right. Thank you. That's New York Times reporter Gretchen Morgenson. You can read her story in today's Times or at nytimes.com. We also have a link at cbsnewyork.com. Just check out the links and numbers section.